I want you to imagine that you are in a crowd. You're in a crowd waiting for a procession. You might imagine the Christmas pageant, perhaps Anzac Day. They're coming. You can hear the sound of them coming. You're probably talking to your neighbour about what went on yesterday or what went on during the week, or can you see them coming, or who is coming? Do you know anyone that's coming? I'm going to invite you to sit. I guess you brought your seats with you, you see, and you're well prepared. So please have a seat. And you're going to hear people in the crowd talking about the one they think is coming.
Can you see him coming? Do you think it's that baptizer bloke?
I can't see. He's still up around the corner. I heard he's the man baptized by John. Do you remember?
Do you mean the one with the voice and the bird on his head? That was quite a show.
That's who people say he is. He's coming riding on a donkey. When we saw him, he had just come out of the water, and we saw a dove come down.
Yes, and we heard a voice from nowhere, heaven I suppose. You are my son, chosen and marked by my love, pride of my life. Pretty spooky it was.
I remember this guy. We were on the beach helping collect the fish for Simon and Andrew, and along he came. Bold as anything. He said, come with me. I'll make a new kind of fisherman out of you.
What did he mean, a new kind of fisherman?
He said that they'd not be catching fish anymore. They'd be catching men and women.
That's crazy. What does that even mean?
Who knows? But it obviously worked because they just dropped their nets and they followed him. And the same with James and John. The servants had to do everything that day because James and John just left their dad in the boats and went off with his man.
I didn't see the fishing thing, but I did see him down at the meeting house. A man started yelling crazy stuff and disturbed all the teaching. He was yelling things like, what are you doing here? I know what you're up to, Jesus of Nazareth. You're the Holy One of God, and you've come to destroy us. It was all very scary, and I wanted to get away. Then it was all over.
Why? What happened?
Well, Jesus just told the man to shut up. Well, not the man, really. He said, quiet, get out of him. And then fell to the ground, and his whole body shook and twitched, and an evil spirit came out.
So a demon came out? Weird.
And others in the crowd?
He sure had a busy day that day because he kept on praying for people and healing them and even cleaned up a leper.
You're right. I remember we were all really amazed by the demon being put out, but then to see even more miraculous things done just kept us right there pushing into the door of Peter's wife's house. I mean, what was going on there? Is this man Jesus a prophet? Or a miracle worker?
Remember Peter's mother-in-law was healed and people kept pushing in at the door with all their sick family. Jesus just kept on curing sick bodies and sending away tormenting spirits. And then even a man with leprosy was made clean.
Sure. That happened after we thought we'd lost him, didn't it? He wasn't there in the morning, and we couldn't find him anywhere. Apparently, he'd got up and gone out to pray.
And we reminded him that people were looking for him, and he just said we should move on to other places. And that's when he touched a leper.
He touched a leper? Oh, yuck, that's gross.
But it wasn't gross for Jesus. He just put out his hand, touched him and said, I want to clean you up. Be clean. And he was. His skin was immediately smooth and healthy. He hasn't stopped talking about it since.
My old man was still trying to clean up the mess from the hole in the roof.
How'd he get a hole in the roof?
You mean you don't know about that? Some of these men with him today came to Abe's house carrying a man who couldn't walk. Dad had Jesus inside teaching God's word, and no one could move.
So these guys carried the man up onto the roof of our house, scratched a big hole through the mud tiles, and then let him down on his bed through the roof right to Jesus' feet.
Yeah, right.
It's true. And then Jesus couldn't help but see him and was really impressed by the effort to get him there. He said to the paraplegic, "Son, I forgive your sins." This seemed a really shocking thing to say. I mean, only God can forgive sins. But Jesus seemed to twig that we were shocked, but he kept right on.
Jesus said, "What's easier to say, I forgive your sins, or get up and pick up your stretcher and walk?" He said that he's the Son of Man and had God's authority, so he could do both. So then he told the man to get up and go home, and he did.
We couldn't believe it. We'd never seen anything like this, ever.
I can hear him coming closer, but he's not here yet. I remember him telling us stories with special meanings. Like the story about the farmer who sowed seed and it fell on all sorts of ground, good and bad. He later explained that it meant that it's about people and the word of God. When the word of God is thrown out into people's worlds, some hear and then it's gone. Others hear and grow for a time, but turn off and over to other things. And some are like the really good soil and let the word of God live and grow in them and bring fruit.
Remember his story about hiding a light under a bucket? I mean, why would you? I really like seeing and hearing Jesus in action. I'm not going to hide it. It seems that what he does makes a difference, even if there's only a small start. Like a mustard seed that grows into a bush where birds can roost. It's a bit over the top, but you get the point.
I really remember the storm on the lake. We were so scared.
And he spoke, and the storm heard him. It stopped. The sea was flat, and the wind was quiet. I think I was even more scared then. I was really beginning to wonder who Jesus really was at that time.
And the time he asked me to walk out and meet him on the water, I really thought I could do it. If I could, if he could, I could, until I tried. What was I thinking, walking on water? And he held out his hand, grabbed mine and pulled me to safety. I'm beginning to trust him, you know, feel safe with him. Never really comfortable, always wondering what will happen next. But I just know he's got things in control.
Do you really think he's the Son of God?
I'm thinking he really is. It's the only way it all makes sense.
So, the little girl who was so sick that she died and they thought Jesus had come too late. In fact, they laughed at him when he said she was only sleeping. And as Jesus put out his hand, he lifted her up and she was well.
And I was in the crowd trying to see him, but not wanting to be seen by anyone. I knew I shouldn't be there, and yet I just wanted to touch him. I knew I'd get well, and I didn't think he'd notice, but he did. Jesus knew I'd touched him and turned to look at me. I wished I could just sink into the road and disappear. But then I realised I was well and strong and felt like new. Jesus said to me, "Live well, live blessed, be healed of your plague."
I remember being on a hillside listening to Jesus teach for hours and hours. We were starving, but we just couldn't go home. We didn't want to miss out. Jesus fed us all. Someone said there was at least 5,000 of us to fed that day. I mean, really fed and satisfied. They collected up 12 baskets of scraps. He just says to follow him and he will show us how to live.
The Son of Man must undergo great suffering and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests and the scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days, rise again. Hey, he's coming. Hosanna, Hosanna.